Let's continue our discussion of Shechiyonu Birchas Hazman, and we'll pick it up where we left it off. The Ran in the fourth perek of Sukkah quotes the Ravid as saying that if one recited Shechiyonu in Kiddush on the first night of Sukkot, but he did so in his house, in his bayis, because of whatever reason he could not recite the Kiddush in the Sukkah, then later on, when he eats in the Sukkah, he must recite a second Shechiyonu on the Sukkah. The Shechiyonu in Kiddush, which is on the regal itself, does not cover him as far as the Shechiyonu on the Sukkah is concerned. And the Ramah, as we saw in Shulchan Aruch Tav Resh Mem Aleph, quotes this lahalacha, and he writes, "Im lo achal leil rishona besukah afal pi shabirat zman bebeso." Even though he recited zman in Kiddush in his house, but now he goes out to the sukkah kshokel besukah tzarch levarich zman mishum sukkah. And this is the sheet of the Ran, who stands on the shoulders of the Ravid. This shita that the bracha in Kiddush does not cover the sukkah because he recited the bracha of Kiddush in the house is not universally accepted. In fact, the Bach in his Tshuvas in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, and it's brought down here in the Encyclopedia Talmudit on the Birchas Hazman, he argues with the sheet of the Ran, and he holds that Birchas Hazman al regel Shabir Bebeso B'Shas Kiddush Olelo Gam al Asuka, that the bracha on the regel, the Zman on the regel, covers him as far as Sukkah is concerned. That's the sheet of the Bach. The Bach in Siman Tuf Resh Mem Gimel writes that we recite Birchas Shechiyonu on the Asiya, for example, when you build the Sukkah, and if you did not recite the Bracha at the time of the Asiya Sasukkah, then you recite the Bracha of Shechiyonu B'Shah Shenichnas Leishev B'Sukkah. And the Bach comments that if his Sukkah was already Asuya V'Omedes, then he doesn't need a bracha on the sukkah at all. No shechiyonu on the sukkah. Kshenichtas leishiv ba mevarach birchas hazman al achag v'lo asukkah. So this is the Bach who is consistent that the bracha on the of the zman is sufficient, even as far as the zman on sukkah. In contrast to the Ran Shita, which is reflected in the Ramah. The Mechaber la'alocha, and we saw this last time, seems to reflect more the shita of the Bach than the shita of the Ramah. When he addresses in Siman Tav Resh Mem Aleph the Shechiyonu on Asiya Sasukah, he says, "Anu somchal azman shanu omer al kiddush alakos," and he doesn't distinguish between case A and case B. Case A, where he's reciting kiddush alakos in the sukkah, and case B, when he's reciting Kiddush Halakos outside the Sukkah. It would seem that the Mechaber reflects that same sheet of the Bach, that the bracha on the regel covers him even as far as the Sukkah is concerned. And that shita would certainly be in line, reflecting the Shitas HaGaonim that we saw last time, quoting the Avudraham, that the bracha of the regel covers other mitzvahs haregel. Like, for example, the Gaonim speak about Halel, that the Halel should generate as a mitzvah mizman luzman a bracha of Shechiyonu, but it's covered by the Shechiyonu in Kiddush. Or we saw in the Shibolei Aleket that the bracha of Shechiyonu in Kiddush covers him as far as the Shechiyonu on Sviras HaOmer. We saw in the Rimi Gash and other Rishonim that the bracha of Zman and Kiddush covers him as far as the Lulav. And in all these cases, despite the lapse of time, we have this expansive concept that which Shachiyanu can incorporate, can mushroom and suck into it all these mitzvahs of the regel, even though there's a delayed reaction in which the mitzvah regel will come later. So if now he's not sitting in Sukkah, according to this whole school of thought, which is certainly reflected l'alocha by the Bach, one would patter up all these chiyuvei shachiyanu on all these mitzvahs with the shachiyanu and kiddush, even though those mitzvahs are coming later on. So if I'm not sitting in Sukkah at this particular moment, I'm reciting kiddush and shachiyanu on this man of Sukkahs, that covers me as far as the shachiyanu of Sukkahs itself in any event. But as we saw in the Ramah, l'halacha, we're going to require, Ashkenazim at least, will require, not like the Bach, a second shachiyanu on the Sukkah, just as we make shachiyanu on the Lulav. And Yisrael Moshe Dubin pointed out to me very well that the issue in the poskim about women who light candles on Leil Yontif and they add a shachiyanu, what about the shachiyanu of the Mekadesh? If they respond amen, it's an unnecessary amen, and the poskim deal with this, the Igros Moshe. Why isn't that amen a hefsek for the Isha to be able to the midst of Kiddush? And the answer is that she needs that shachiyanu, according to the Ramah, for the mitzvah of Sukkah. Now again, this is not true for Sfardiyot, because the Mechaber does not have women make brachas on mitzvahs, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Ashkenazic women will recite brachas on the mitzvahs, then shachiyanu will be meaningful for them as well. So assuming this woman lit candles on Leil Sukkahs in the house, and she hears her husband's kiddush in the Sukkah, let's say in that scenario, or alternatively, she lit candles earlier and it was not yet the time for the mitzvah of Sukkah, perhaps we could suggest, that's what Yisrael Moshe wanted to argue, that the amen on the Mekadesh's shachiyanu is something that the woman needs. She needs the shachiyanu to cover the mitzvah of Sukkah. And in the case of Leil Pesach, despite the fact that she recited shachiyanu at the time of Hadlokas Neros on Erev Pesach, she would still need a shachiyanu on matzah. We cover both at one time, but she's not yet ready for the mitzvah of matzah, and therefore she needs a shachiyanu on the matzah. The shachiyanu of the Mekadesh's kiddush will now cover her as far as the mitzvah of matzah is concerned. A woman has the same chiyuv of matzah as a man, and therefore her amen to his bracha is not only isn't it a hefsek, it's also an absolute requirement. She needs the shachiyanu. Obviously, this issue could come up on Shavuos night. Why does she need the shachiyanu on Leil Shavuos of the Mekadesh if she's already recited shachiyanu at the time of Hadlokas Neiros? And that's where you have the Chiddush of Moshe Feinstein, that hefsek in Kiddush is defined by the Mekadesh. Since the Mekadesh needs the bracha of shachiyanu, then that bracha could never be a hefsek, even though she does not need the bracha. But at least to reduce the severity of the issue of amen to shachiyanu as far as Sukkot and Pesach is concerned. For example, the Trumas Hadeshen is famous. There are more quotes in La'alocha that you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of matzah even though you makabel Tosefes Yontif after Plaga Mincha. You have to wait till Laila v'yachlos abos about Laila azeh. Tosefes Yontif does not engender Laila. So then if she lit candles before Laila, obviously, the shachiyanu of her adlaka could be chal on kedushas hayom, which is tofes with her tosefes hakabalas tosefes yontif. But there would be no mitzvah of matzah because the mitzvah of matzah requires laila, which is way down the line. She's reciting shachiyanu an hour before the mitzvah of matzah's inception, and therefore she needs the amen to the mekadesh's shachiyanu. That's what we could suggest in the light of this Ramah. Because the Ramah paskins that the shachiyanu on the kiddush is on the kiddush. It could also be a double shachiyanu and cover the sukkah as well if you're reciting kiddush in the sukkah. That means the mitzvah of sukkah is mezumenes lefanecha, therefore the shachiyanu could cover both. But if there's no sukkah, then you need a separate shachiyanu on the sukkah, and that's going to apply, for example, if it was raining that night, he didn't have a sukkah that night, when he goes into sukkah, for the first time, to kind of mitzvah leishah besukkah, he will need a shachiyanu in the sukkah. That's the sheet of the Ramah, and he is standing on the shoulders of the Ran. But the question that we left hanging And this is how we ended the shiur last time. This is an outstanding question. What do we do with the fact that the Ran himself is of the opinion that the Shechiyonu v'shas asiyas ha-sukkah exempts him from the Shechiyonu at the time of Kiddush? So if at the end of his building of the sukkah he recites Shechiyonu, he will not recite Shechiyonu according to the Ran when he makes Kiddush on Leil HaChag, on the Moed itself, on the regular itself, because the sukkah, says the Ran, is Machmas HaRegel, Machmas HaChag, sukkah Machmas HaChag Hiba'a, and therefore Birkas HaZman Shalom, meaning of the sukkah, Poteres Afes HaRegel. So we see that the Ran himself accepts the expanded theory of Shechiyonu, that Shechiyonu could incorporate any mitzvah that's relevant to the Chag. It should work in both directions, just like the Shechiyonu on Asiyas HaSukkah according to the Ran. The Ran is Lehejah, covers him as far as the Shechiyonu in on the Regel in Kiddush. Therefore, he will omit the Shechiyonu in Regel because he recited the Shechiyonu on the Sukkah. So too, in the opposite direction, it should also logically apply that when he makes the Shechiyonu on the Regel, it should cover him as far as the Sukkah is concerned. And even though he's not eating in Sukkah, the time lapse is irrelevant because you see that clearly from the Ran, in the name of the Ravid, if he recited the Shechiyonu on the Asiyas HaSukkah, he finished the Asiyas HaSukkah a week before Sukkot, obviously the Regel is way down the line. He's got to wait a full week till the Regel comes. Doesn't matter, since it's part of the same concept. Regel, Sukkah, Sukkah, Regel, it's all one. So too, even now, if he cannot sit in Sukkah, because he doesn't have a Sukkah, or it's raining in the Sukkah, and therefore his Shechiyonu is in the bayis, it doesn't cover him as far as Sukkah, that doesn't make sense. Why can't the Shechiyonu of Kiddush cover him as far as the mitzvah of Sukkah tomorrow, or for that matter, a week down the line when the sun finally shines? That was the question that we left standing at the end of the last shiur. I would like to suggest an answer to this question by establishing a concept of miyuchadus. Let me explain to what I mean. When you want to set a relationship between A and B, and then reverse it to B related to A, and it should be two-directional, you can always raise the question of miyuchadus. If there's some sort of miuchadus between A and B going in that direction, then A definitely leads me to B. In other words, if A is engendered by B, that relationship of A to B is set in stone. It cannot be otherwise. But when you reverse the order, there may not be a miuchadus between B and A because B might relate it to C, D, E, and F, and X, Y, and Z. Let's give it some flesh. In the case of Sukkah, when we're focused on the sukkah, whether it be the Chefzah Shel Sukkah, the sukkah as an entity, or whether it be the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, in the gavra taking, sitting in the sukkah, living therein, in the case of sukkah, we're dealing with moed. There is no relationship between a person and a sukkah unless through the moed. The moed is obviously the vehicle that engenders the mitzvah of sukkah. Sukkah is meaningless without the moed. So if we call Sukkah A and we call Moed B, the relationship between Sukkah and Moed is one of miuchadus. You cannot understand Sukkah or relate it to any concept that underlies it and engenders it other than Moed. Without the Moed, what is Sukkah? It's meaningless. It's Moed that generates Sukkah. So if I recite a Shechiyonu in the Sukkah, clearly that Shechiyonu relates us back to the Moed. And I have here a short note from one of the Talmidim of Rav Parnas Shlita, in which Rav Parnas says that the Moed is associated with the Chefetz of the Sukkah as it generates the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. Therefore, the Shechiyonu is associated with the Moed. So we have here the following set of relationships. We have the Moed and its relationship to the Sukkah. The Sukkah, its Chefetz, its Yeshiva, is engendered by the Moed. And therefore, the Shechiyonu on the Sukkah is now associated with the Moed. So this Shita of the Ran that he quotes, and other Rishonim, the Rosh as well, Tosis also accepts the Shita that the Bracha of the Zman on the Asiyas HaSukkah, meaning the Bracha of Zman on the Chefetz Shel Sukkah, now patters him from the bracha of Zman on the regal in Kiddush, that's because the mitzvah of Sukkah in all its manifestations, and certainly the bracha on the Sukkah of Shefiyonu, is associated with the Moed because it's the Moed that engenders the mitzvah of Sukkah. There would be no meaning to the mitzvah of Sukkah without the context of the Moed. It's the Moed that is the foundation, that's the Yisod, and the Sukkah is built upon the Moed. But now let's look at it in the reverse. Let's look at the relationship between Moed and Sukkah. Now it's true that Sukkah is engendered by the Moed, and in that sense certainly there is a relationship between Moed and the Sukkah. But if we're turning it the other way around, is it fair to say that the Shachiyonu on the Moed is related to the Sukkah? Because in truth we have a whole slew of mitzvos, and we can list them one after the other that are all associated and engendered by the Moed. So that when we take the bracha on the Moed, and we try now to specify it, you know, we're going now from the Av to its various toldos, we don't know which told it relates to. You know, the tolda can only be related to one Av. So if I start with one of the various mitzvahs of the Moed, for example, Sukkah, I can only pick as a Yisod, as a father figure, as an Av, the Moed. But if I'm going from the Moed as an Av to its toldos, there's so many toldos. For example, in the case of Sukkah, engenders so many different mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Halel, the mitzvah of Karban, the Re'iyah, and Chagigah, and Simcha, the mitzvah of Sukkah, the mitzvah of Lulav. Do I have a right to say that the Shachiyonu on the Moed is related to the Sukkah, or for that matter, to any one of the mitzvahs of the Moed? This would therefore be the svar of the Ran, in which there are more paskins, that the Kiddush that you recited in the house is not related to the Sukkah. When you go into the Sukkah the first time for the mitzvah yeshiva, you'll have to recite a Shachiyonu on Sukkah. The Sukkah is engendered by the Moed. And the question is really powerful. The Moed is, and its Shachiyonu is related to the Sukkah. There's no question the relationship is there. But despite that relationship, it's not a relationship that reaches the level, the darga of Miuchadus. There's no singularity here. You cannot pinpoint and say, well, the Moed is related to the Sukkah. The Sukkah is definitely related to the Moed. There's no question about it. Sukkah can't come from any other source other than the Moed. But when you're talking about which way the Moed shoots out, in which direction, there's so many different directions it could shoot out. So therefore, what we're suggesting now is that the Ran is not willing to take Moed as a concept, and it's Shachiyonu, it's Man, and establish and formulate an expansionary rule, that Chavilat Iskah that we spoke about last week. Because the Moed shoots in so many different directions, we don't have a right to relate the Shachiyonu of the Moed to any particular mitzvah amongst the long slew of particular mitzvahs that emanate from the Moed. But if we take any particular mitzvah, single it out, and recite a Shachiyonu on that mitzvah, insofar as that mitzvah is associated with the Moed and only with the Moed, that brach of Shachiyonu of Zman could relate to the Moed, will relate to the Moed, and exempts me from Shachiyonu on the Moed. So that then, now we have really three different approaches, three different opinions or shitos in terms of our question of how Shachiyonu operates. We have one shita that would suggest that Shachiyonu is very specific. You can kill two birds with one stone. If you have many mechayvim that are mezumanim yachad b'vasachas, one Shachiyonu could cover them all, no less than one Shachiyonu could cover many animals in Shechita. But beyond that, as long as there's some separation, as long as there's some hefsek, whether it be a hefsek in Zman or something else that was chotzeitz that was mafsek, then you require another bracha. So in effect, when I recite the bracha on the Moed and I cover the Sukkah, that's only because I'm in the Sukkah, the mitzvah is there, mezumenes lefanai. And in effect, I am really reciting Shachiyonu twice, although that's only in the conceptual world. In the actual world, I'm reciting one bracha of Shachiyonu. But in fact, al pidin, I'm reciting two Shachiyonos, one on the Moed and one on the Regel. I'm sorry, one on the Moed and one on the Sukkah. And this will be consistent. Therefore, if I recite a bracha on the Sukkah, that doesn't cover me for the Moed. So let's say at the end of my Asiyas HaSukkah, I recited Shachiyonu, I will require another Shachiyonu on the Moed itself, in Kiddush. And that's what the Birki Yosef, as quoted by the Bir Halacha in Siman Tafresh Mem Aleph, quotes in the name of the Ram and the Ramban and the Ritva, that if I recited a bracha on the Asiyas HaSukkah, I would still require a Bircha Shechiyonu on the Moed. So that is one sheet or one pillar of thought that requires Shechiyonu on every single Mechayev. There's no expansionary rule whatsoever. On the other extreme, we could have an expansionary rule, which is probably adopted by the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, that would include all the mitzvahs of the Regel. So for example, if I recite a bracha on the Moed, it will cover all the various mitzvahs of the Regel. There will be no separate Shechiyonu on the Karbonus HaRegel, on the mitzvah of Lulav, or on the mitzvah of Sukkah, or the mitzvah of Shofar in the case of Shechiyonu in the Kiddush of Rosh Hashanah. Hallel, everything is included in that one Shechiyonu insofar as the various mitzvahs are engendered by the Kiddush Samoed. The Kiddush Samoed engenders all these different mitzvahs, and we have the expansionary rule. And applying that logically in the reverse, if I make a bracha on one of the specific mitzvahs that are engendered by the Moed, that Shechiyonu on the specific mitzvah will cover me as far as the Moed is concerned as well. And therefore, hence, we have the Shitas HaRan, which is quoted Lahalocha by the Chidah in the Birkei Yosef, and by the Bir Halacha in Siman Tafresh Reish Mem Aleph, quoting the Birkei Yosef, that would say that the Shechiyonu on the Asiyas HaSukkah covers me as far as the Shechiyonu in Kiddush, and therefore I would leave out the Shechiyonu in Kiddush, and the reverse is true. The bracha of Shechiyonu in Kiddush will cover me as far as Sukkah is concerned and other mitzvahs of Chag, and we've seen this reflected over and over again in various Rishonim. That is the package deal, the real expansionary halacha of Shechiyonu, that anything that is engendered by the Moed is therefore associated, the Shechiyonu is associated with those mitzvahs that are engendered by the Moed, with the Moed, and therefore that association with the Moed would allow the Shechiyonu on the mitzvah to cover me as far as the Moed is concerned. I recite a Shechiyonu when I finish building the Sukkah, that Shechiyonu will cover me as far as Kiddush is concerned, and the reverse is true as well. The bracha of Regel will cover me as far as Sukkah is concerned, and as far as other mitzvahs of Regel. Again, how the Mechaber would differentiate between perhaps Sukkah on the one hand and Lulav on the other, I don't know. We left that as a question that needs thought. B'li Neder, at the end of the Shia, we hope to come back to this question and study it in depth. B'ezer Hashem, B'li Neder. Now, in our question about how the Ran works this through, and we suggested our approach, and this seems to be Rav Parnas' approach, that the bracha of Shechiyonu and Asiyas HaSukkah could exempt me from the Shechiyonu and Kiddush on the Regel, because where does Sukkah come from if not from the Regel? That association of Miuchadus, singularity, engraves in stone the connection between the Shechiyonu on the Sukkah and the Shechiyonu on the Moed. But in the reverse order, we suggest that the Moed would not cover me as far as any of the specific mitzvahs like Sukkah, Lulav, etc., because it's not a singular relationship, it's not a miuchadus. I would like to suggest here a different answer, and this was pointed out to me by Rav Yehuda Dubin, my friend, my good friend Alan Dubin. He points out that if you look carefully in the Rambam, when he covers Shechiyonu, there are three addresses in the Rambam to look up and research the laws of Shechiyonu. The Rambam has codified the laws of Shechiyonu on the Regel in Hilchos Shabbos, in the 29th Perek, which is dedicated to the mitzvah of Kiddush, of Zochus Yom Shabbos Lekadsho, and the mitzvah of Zechira and Yontif, and that Kiddush incorporates Shechiyonu as well. And that's where the Rambam, in the 29th Perek of Hilchos Shabbos, incorporates and codifies the laws of Shechiyonu on the Regel. The general laws of Shechiyonu as a Birkas Shevach Vahodaya, he incorporates into the 10th Perek of Hilchos Brachos, which is dedicated to all the various Brachos of Shevach Vahodaya. And amongst them, he has a Bayis Chadosh, Kona Kelim Chadoshim, Asher Kitshon Mitzosov. Yeah, excuse me. Baruch Hashem, Kedem Alchalom, Shechiyonu V'Kibonim L'Zman Hazeh. And continuing in Perek Yud, he has Roes Chaver Lachar Shloshim Yom Baruch Shechiyonu Shmua Tova. He's got all these situations in which Yadu Geshamim, great occasions of Simcha, natural phenomenon that take place within the universe, within the context of daily life, and that requires a Shafiyara. That's in Perek Yud. There's no mention in Perek Yud Milchus Brachas of the Shachiyonu on a mitzvah. On a mitzvah, Abba Mizman Luzman. The Rama waits until Perek Yud Aleph Milchus Brachas. And Perek Yud Aleph, by the way, is not dedicated to Birchas Shevach Vodoya, but rather to the concept of the Birchas HaMitzvah. And the Rama goes into great detail in the 11th Perek of Hilchus Brachas about all the laws of Birchas HaMitzvah. And he differentiates between this kind of mitzvah and that kind of mitzvah. He has various categories of mitzvahs. And deep into this perek, after having established the rules and regulations that govern asiyas hamitzvah and the bracha thereof, all of a sudden he reminds himself of Shechiyonu. And this you'll find in Perek Yud Aleph Mehilchus Brachos, Halacha Yud Aleph, I believe. Let me just get this straight. I'm sorry, Halacha Tes. He writes, "Kol mitzvah shi mizman luzman kigon shofar v'sukkah v'lulav mikra megillah ner chanukah, kol mitzvah shi kinyan lo kigon tzitzis tefillin mezuzah u'makeh, v'chein mitzvah sheina tedira v'eina mitzuyah v'chol eis." And he gives examples like Mila and Pidgin HaBen, Mivarech Ola Oleo B'Shas HaSiyosa Shechiyonu V'Kimonu. Now you might answer that the Rambam delayed in formulating the halacha, the requirement of Shechiyonu mitzvahs till Perek Yud Aleph rather than incorporating Perek Yud Aleph Yud because he wants to save time. It's like cut, you know, it's cut neat. But the Rambam is more interested in conceptual classifications. And if the Mechayiv of Birchas Shechiyonu on mitzvah is one and the same as the Mechayiv on Kelim Chadoshim and a Chaver that he hasn't seen, etc., etc., then it would have made more sense had he incorporated the Shechiyonu of mitzvahs into Perek Yud, because Perek Yud is dedicated to Birchas Shevach Vodoya. So what Alan pointed out is, and I don't know if it's been said earlier, is that the Brach of Shechiyonu on a mitzvah was formulated as part of Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah is not just a singular bracha, but it's a seder, it's a series of brachos. And the Shechiyonu becomes part and parcel of that seder HaBrachos. And I wanted to bring a riot to this yisod, not just from the geography of the Rambam, the way the Rambam classifies Birchas Shechiyonu on a mitzvah in Perek Yud Aleph, which is dedicated to Birchas HaMitzvah, not to Birchas Shevach Vodoy, that's Perek Yud, from the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara says that all the brachos that we recite on a mitzvah have to be over l'asiyosan, and the Gemara says that that refers to manach, to the three brachos that have to be recited before the reading in the Megillah. Now, how does the Gemara know that over l'asiyosan, which is a very basic fundamental rule that governs brachos on mitzvah, should apply to Shechiyonu? The ches of manach is Shechiyonu. And the Gemara doesn't even blink about the fact that the Shechiyonu has to be recited like any Birchas HaMitzvah prior to the Asiyas HaMitzvah. Birchas Shevach Vodoya, it's the opposite. After you experience that which engenders a feeling of thanksgiving and Shevach Vodoya to the Almighty, then, only then you recite the Bracha. The Bracha is not over Asiyah, but rather it's after the Asiyah. But in the case of Shechiyonu, we recite it before the Asiyas HaMitzvah. Apparently the Shechiyonu has been formulated, although the Mechayev is Shevach Vodoya, on the Zman of the mitzvah, the opportunity to fulfill God's will in this mitzvah of the Vesoriyu. But nevertheless, it was formulated as part and parcel of the Birchas HaMitzvah. And therefore, all the laws that govern Birchas HaMitzvah will govern Shechiyonu. For example, over Lasiyosin, and therefore the Rambam will go out of his way to leave Shechiyonu on mitzvahs out of Perek Yud and only codified in Perek Yud Aleph, within the greater context of the laws of Birchas HaMitzvah. Now, when we look at the brach of Shechiyonu on a moed, on a zman, which the Rambam codifies at the end of Hilchus Shabbos as part of Kiddush, no doubt that the brach of Shechiyonu there is a Birchas Shevach Vahodoya. It was incorporated into the structure of Kiddush of Zochres Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, but fundamentally it's a Birchas Shevach Vahodoya. And if we plug this into our discussion about the two Rans, on the one hand, the Ran in the name of the Raiva, that if you made the bracha on Asiyas HaSukkah, that bracha covers you as far as the regal is concerned, then one could say as follows, that the Shechiyonu on a mitzvah, insofar as what generates that is the zman of the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah bo mizman lizman. So my excitement over the opportunity at this special moment in my life to fulfill a particular unique mitzvah, that excitement engenders a chovas shevach v'odoyah. That chovas shevach v'odoyah on the sukkah, for example, at the time of Zasiyah, is clearly associated with that unique zman in the shevach v'odoyah of the Shechiyonu on the regular that I'll recite in Kiddush. And therefore I understand very well that the Shechiyonu on the mitzvah, insofar as its essential mechayev, where it emanates from, and its nature in its essence is Shevach V'Odoya on Zman, that could cover the Zman of Kiddush as well. However, when I reverse the order, the direction is from Birchas HaZman to the Birchas HaMitzvah. Now what happens is that the mitzvah engenders a Chovas Bracha, and that Chovas Bracha itself drags along with it the Bracha of Shechiyonu as part of the Seder of Birchas HaMitzvah. So Birchas HaMitzvah drags with it a Birchas Shevach V'Odoya of Shechiyonu on the Zman HaMitzvah, but that Bracha becomes entrenched and incorporated into the Seder of Birchas HaMitzvah. Now, the flip side of this argument, in other words, what I see personally as the weak link in this approach, it's a beautiful approach, is that the Rambam does not incorporate Shechiyonu on Zman into Perek Yud Milchus Brachas, but rather incorporates in Hilchus Shabbos Perek Chav Tes and Laws of Kiddush, meaning that my Chovas Kiddush is not complete without the Shevach Vodoya of Shechiyonu. Just like my Chovas Bracha in Mitzvah in Perek Yud Alf Milchus Brachas is not complete until the Shechiyonu on the Zman of the Mitzvah, so too my Chovas Kiddush of Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho is incomplete until I fulfill the Birchas Shevach V'Odoy of Shechiyonu on the Zman of the Regel. And that's part of Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. Therefore, I wonder why Kiddush should not engender a separate Chovas Shechiyonu B'Toras Kiddush, despite the fact that he recited a Brach of Shechiyonu on the Mitzvah. So whatever he recited the Shechiyonu, now again, it could be that we have to point out, no doubt we have to point out and emphasize that the bracha on Asiyas HaSukkah is not in the strict sense part of the Seder Asiyas Birchas HaMitzvah, because the Ikar HaMitzvah is Yeshiva B'Sukkah, and that's way down the line. So therefore, the bracha on the sukkah, even though it's engendered by the mitzvah of sukkah, but the bracha on Asiyas HaSukkah at least, still remains essentially a Birchas Shevach V'Odoya that lends itself to take on new colors, to be Lovesh Tzura, Malvesh Tzura, and therefore take on the Tzura of the Shechiyonu on the Zman of the Moed, insofar as it's the Zman of the Moed that engenders the Asiyas HaSukkah, the Chavetz HaSukkah, and the ultimate Kiyum of Yeshiva Ba'a. So that brach of Shechiyonu on the Asiyas HaSukkah can be expanded. Because at the end of the day, the bracha of Shechiyonu on the sukkah, the bracha of Shechiyonu in Kiddush on the Zman is one and the same. It's a Shevach V'Odoya on the Zman. Insofar as going in the reverse direction is concerned, the Shevach V'Odoya of Shechiyonu on the Zman in Kiddush, that doesn't exempt me from the Mechayev of Mitzvah, because now the Shechiyonu on the Mitzvah is engendered not just by the Chovas Hodoya on the Zman, but also by the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah now, in its expanded form, through the Takanos Chacham and Brachos, requires a bracha on Asher Kidshonu Mitzvos V'Tzivanu Al, and Shechiyonu V'Kimonu Lazman Hazeh Shel Mitzvah Zu. So the Seder HaBrachos on the mitzvah requires its own Shechiyonu. Again, one could have argued, and here's where I see the weak link, that the bracha of Shechiyonu on the Asiyas HaSukkah would not exempt me from the Shechiyonu in Kiddush, because the Rambam clearly, by codifying the mitzvah of Shechiyonu in Kiddush in the laws of Kiddush, Perek Kof Tes, Mitzvah Shabbos, has indicated that the mitzvah of Kiddush requires, within that Seder HaBrachos, an entire series of brachos, an entire constellation of brachos, one of which is the Birchas Shechiyonu. So I might have fulfilled my basic mechayev of thanking Hashem for the Zman when I recited the Shechiyonu on the Asiyas HaSukkah, but I still have a new mechayev called Kiddush, which could only be fulfilled on the Zman, Zohar is Yom Shabbos, B'Shabbos L'Kach, not before Shabbos. So the Zohar, the Kiyum Zohar of Kiddush has to be on Shabbos. The Kiddush Sayom must be existent. And therefore I need a Shachiyonu from the perspective of the Takana of incorporating Shachiyonu into the Zman. Therefore I would definitely see here the Rambam Lishitaso, as we said before in the Birchei Yosef, that the Rambam would hold that you need a separate Shachiyonu on Zman, despite the Shachiyonu on Siyas HaSukkah, that fits in very well with the Rambam's understanding that the Shachiyonu of Zman was incorporated into the mitzvah of Zochus Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh, to the mitzvah of Kiddush, and that's how the Rambam formulates it in Perek Chav Tes, Mihilchos, Mihilchos Shabbos. On Kol Ponim, we don't see a stira here in the Mishnah Berurah, Psak LaHalacha, that you'll need a separate Shachiyonu on the Sukkah, despite the Kiddush in the Bayis, on the first opportune moment for the mitzvah of Yeshiv B'Sukkah, and the fact that the Mishnah Berurah Halacha is Choshesh in Bir Halacha for the Shita of the Ran and the Rush regarding a bracha on Asiyas HaSukkah requiring that patters you from the Shechiyon and Zman, either because leaving out the Rambam, the Halacha in the Mishnah Berurah's frame of reference will accept the concept that the birchas mitzvah, the birchas shachiyonu on the mitzvah, can be expanded to incorporate the zman because it came from the zman, either because miuchadus or because the birchas mitzvah can relate to the zman that engenders the mitzvah, therefore it parters you from zman kiddush. But to go from kiddush to birchas zman to mitzvah, that we can't do because there are many mitzvahs and there's no miuchadus, or because in the Seder of and the fulfillment of my Chovas Bracha vis-a-vis a mitzvah, I need Shechiyonu in that mitzvah. What I'd like to discuss with you now is the question of, or the possibility of, differentiating between Sukkah and Lulav. Is it possible that, let's take for example the Bach's perspective, which we thought would also be the Shulchan Aruch's perspective, that the Birchas HaZman of Kiddush covers me as far as Sukkah is concerned, but nevertheless, it seems to be a Dover Poshut that we need a separate Birchas HaZman on Lulav, and the Birchas Shechiyonu on Zman and Kiddush does not cover me as far as Lulav. Again, emphasizing that there's a whole slew of Rishonim who exempt you from Birchas HaZman on Lulav. That's the Rimigash, the Orzru, and the Aguda. But nevertheless, La Halacha, this Shita was apparently rejected. And yet we may still have very serious vestiges in La Halacha as we accepted that the Birchas HaZman of Kiddush on the Regel could and would incorporate within its Sukkah. Why Sukkah and not Lulav? So for this we have to clarify the following chakira. Is it that the moed engenders the mitzvah, but the mitzvah remains independent of the moed? It's a tag-on, it's an add-on to the moed. In other words, you need the moed, but the mitzvah now stands on its own and it's fulfilled on the moed. Or is it that the moed itself is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the moed. And I'm tempted to identify Sukkah with moed for two reasons. First of all, because of the Gaon's famous Shita, that there's no tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because matzah is kol shiv, because Sukkah is kol shiv, even Chol HaMoed engenders a mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of Sukkah. That's the Gaon Lishitos, there's a mitzvah of matzah called Shiva, but certainly there's a mitzvah of Sukkah called Shiva. There's no moment of time that can be categorized as endowed with the Kedushas Hayom of Sukkahs that doesn't have a mitzvah of Sukkah. In fact, we make a bracha on every separate yeshiva of the Sukkah, as long as it was a hefsek to the previous yeshiva. Every yeshiva engenders a bracha on the mitzvah of yeshiva of the Sukkah, because the entire moed is identified with the mitzvah of Sukkah. In fact, in Parashas Emor, the Torah describes this as Chag HaSukkos. Sukkah is not just a mitzvah on the moed, but is essential to the moed. You cannot imagine moed of Sukkahs without Sukkah. I mean, if you can imagine in some conceptual world that there's no mitzvah of sukkah, I'm not talking about a case where you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. You're in the Antarctica and it's frozen, or you're in a rainy place and it's raining. I'm not talking about that. That's a din in the gavra. But I'm saying if there would be no mitzvah of sukkah, lo yitzur, in some dimension of the universe, then there would be no moed of sukkahs. The moed itself, the kedusha yom, is identified with sukkahs, with the mitzvah of sukkah. I once heard from my father's account, he had a kasha, and it's written up in Dovid Meisharim, his sefer on the Yom Noroim. He was bothered by, I never found this kasha anywhere, but it's a very sharp question. In the old days when they baked matzahs, it's not like today, you know, you have Matzah Yehuda here up the block, that for 6 months they manufactured off matzahs for the whole universe, and all the matzahs are exactly identical. But in the old days, you baked matzahs in the oven. It was a private kind of thing. It wasn't this professional companies, this massive manufacturing companies of matzahs. And you would look at your matzah and you would not be absolutely sure if there was any chimutz in the matzah. The two simonim in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Chametz of matzah that are dedicated to bekiyus, to absolute knowledge and expertise and the knowledge of how to identify a matzah versus a piece of matzah versus a piece of chametz. You know, the Yemenites have their pitot for matzah. To me, they look like chametz, but they know the difference. You know, the laws about cracks and laws about bubbles. And when do you assume that it's chametz? It might be chametz and not. You know, the Rav used to say that at his father's Seder table, when his father was the Rav back in Europe, back in Russia, and somebody knocked at the door, Rabbeinu would guess that probably they were asking a question about finding something in the soup. You know, finding a grain in the soup, because very often if the chicken had eaten grains, the grains would surface in the soup. But if we turn back the clock to the old days, perhaps a knock on the door, Leila Seder would be, Rebbe, tell me, is this matzah or is this chametz? I mean, they didn't have a massive amount of supply of matzah. Every single matzah was precious. They really had to determine whether this singular matzah that they have for the mitzvah of achilas matzah is matzah or it's chametz. And you needed to take your matzah to a baki. So why is it that if Shabbos, if the first night of Pesach falls out on Shabbos, we eat the matzah, we don't apply... Rabbah did not apply his famous Gzeirah de Rabbah, which he does if the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos, it overlaps with Shabbos, you don't take the lulav. Maybe he'll take the lulav through Rosh Hashanah to a baki to ask him how to shake the lulav, you know, not knew him, that are very complicated. Or Rabbah applies that in the case of shofar, he'll take the shofar through Rosh Hashanah to ask a baki how to blow the shofar, trua, tkiya, shvarim, and in the case of Megillah, he might take the Megillah through Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos of Purim to ask questions about how to read the Megillah and whether the Megillah is a Megillah Kshera, etc., etc. What about matzah? Why not say the same thing? Zayir the Rabbi might take his matzah to a baki to determine. Al pi halacha, the klolim are very complicated. You need a lot of experience with this in Shimush, in Orah. Is this a matzah or is it a chametz? Identify it. And that requires a great deal of knowledge. So maybe he'll forget himself and he'll take the matzah from one rishus to the other. So my father suggested the following answer. He said that Gzeira de Rabba could apply to a mitzvah sayom, but not to the essence and the kedusha sayom. In other words, Rabba would never go so far as instituting his Gzeira if it would mean undermining the very essence of the kedusha sachak. In the case of Pesach, even though it's called Chaga Pesach, but it's also called Chaga Matzos, more than once in the Torah. And the Chag of Matzah indicates that the essence of the Chag is Matzah. And there are Tilei Tilim Shel Biurim and Ashkofis and Sodos HaTorah, messages for what our life is about and how to lead our lives, inherent in the Matzah. The Matzah is essential. It's the symbol of the Chag. There is no moment of Kedushas, Yontif, of Matzah, of Chag of Matzahs without Matzah, according to the Gaon for sure. And even if you call it a mitzvah kiyumis, but a mitzvah nevertheless it is. Matzah is essential to Kedush Sayyom. So for Rabbah to institute Gzeira, which would in that particular case, when Shabbos overlaps with the first day of Pesach, undermine not just the mitzvah matzah, but in effect thereby undermine and vitiate the essence of the Kedush Sayom, that far Rabbah didn't go. And in that sense, shofar, although to some extent shofar is the symbol of Rosh Hashanah, but there is Kedushas Rosh Hashanah without shofar. The night of Rosh Hashanah has the same identical Kedushas Hayom as the day, even though it's completely devoid of the mitzvah of shofar. So despite the fact that the Torah does call the day of Rosh Hashanah not just a day of Rosh Hashanah, but it calls the Yom Truah. So the Truah, the shofar, is essential to the day. But there's also a day without shofar, or at least a Kedush Sayom without shofar. And therefore, Rabbah had the green light and was encouraged to implement and apply his gzeirah to shofar. But in jumping back to Sukkah, I think that Sukkah, certainly one could argue, defines the essence of the Kedush Sayom. There's an identity here between the Kedush Sayom of Sukkah and the mitzvah of Sukkot. This has to be investigated very carefully in the sugya of Sukkah Lishma, which is Beis Shammai Shita in Sukkah, in Masechta Sukkah Daf Tes. By the way, the name of the Masechta is, in the case of Matzah, I'm hard pressed because Matzah is called, the Masechta Matzah is called Masechta Pesachim, the Korban Pesach is central. But in the case of Chagas Sukkos, there's no question that this Masechta is called about on the name of the essential mitzvah that defines the Kedush Sayom, namely Masechta Sukkah. And what we find in Masechta Sukkah is on Daf Tes, Beit Shammai requires that the Sukkah be built L'shem Chag. Now Rashi on Daf Tes on Mibbeis says L'shem Mitzvah Yeshiva B'Sukkah. And Rashi's telling me a Chiddush here, that you don't have to have the specific Kavana of L'shem Chag. L'shem Sukkah, the Mitzvah of Sukkah, is enough. Because basically Rashi is presupposing an identification, an identity, I should say, between the Mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah and the Chag itself. The Chag, the Moed of Sukkot, is Yeshiva B'Sukkah. So therefore, when you build the Sukkah for the purpose of Yeshiva B'Sukkah, the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah, you are building it for the purpose of the Chag. That is the essential Moed and the regal of Sukkot. I mean, this might express itself in other areas of Halacha. Rav Parnas points out that there's a sheet of the Baal HaMor in Pesachim, a very revolutionary sheet of the Baal HaMor. Rabbi Nizrachi Halevi is always revolutionary. He claims that even though every regel engenders a chiyuv achilas pas, you have to eat a kezayis pas, and that's part of the essential mitzvah of Simchas HaChag, but in the case of Sukkot, that mitzvah is gone. And why is it undermined? Why is it abrogated? Because of the mitzvah of Sukkah, Yeshiva B'Sukkah. Because in Yeshiva B'Sukkah, we have Halacha, the most fundamental principle of Yeshiva B'Sukkah is Teshu Ke'ein Taduru. So live in the sukkah as you would live in your house. If I'm living in my house and I'm not hungry, nobody's going to force me to eat a kezayis pas. I'm just not in the mood for it. So the Baal HaMor says, likewise, on Chag HaSukkos, there's no chiyuv on the yontif itself to eat a kezayis pas. And why is that so? Because of Teishu came to Enduru. If you were to impose upon me in an absolute way the obligation to eat pas, and I'm not in the mood for pas, you have undermined the mitzvah of Sukkah of Teshu Kein Taduru. But you see something very fascinating. In the context of the Baal HaMor, you have here, in a sense, a head-on collision. A stira between the Kedusha Samoed of Sukkot as a universal Kedusha Samoed, which engenders the Chiyuv Achilas Pas, and the Kedusha Sazman of Sukkot, which reflects the unique mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. The nafkamina and the collision is with regard to kaviyas suda. You can't force me to be kaviyas suda and at the same time call a teshu came to duru. I'm in the mood to fast or not to eat. I don't like pas. I'm on a diet. So that's my teshu came to duru. And the fascinating thing is that instead of kedusha sazman, as we see it as a universal concept applying to all regalim, trumping the unique mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah and requiring, whether you like it or not, to eat a kezayis pas, the Baal HaMor comes to the exact opposite conclusion. It's the yeshiva, the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah that trumps the mitzvah of the moed, of the simchas ha-moed, of algamein, of the general kedushas ha-moed that engenders a chiyuv achilas pas, and we trump the mitzvah of achilas pas. We put it in a deep freeze. And why do we suspend it? because of the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. That would only make sense, says Rav Parnas, if we assume that the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah is identical with the Kedushas HaYom. Therefore, the Kedushas HaYom of Sukkot is unique and replaces the general Kedushas HaYom of Moadim as far as Achilas Pas is concerned. Now, none of this is true as far as Lulav. You know, it's not called Chag HaLulav. And the mitzvah of Lulav only applies on the first day of the Yontif and only during the day and not at night. So you cannot say that the Kedushas HaYom of Chag HaSukkah is identified with Lulav. There's no way in which the mitzvah of Lulav in any way trumps the Kedushas HaYom and all the chiyuvim that emanate from the Kedushas HaYom. Nor do we call it Masechta Lulav or wish a person Chag HaLulav, a good Yontif Lulav. Lulav is a mitzvah that's attached to the day, and of course it's engendered by the Kedushas HaYom, but it's not essential to the Kedushas HaYom. So if you were to do a mitzvah l'shem lulav, that would not be the same as a mitzvah l'shem chag, because lulav l'chud and chag l'chud. Lulav is an add-on. It's a mitzvah that's tagged on to Sukkot. You can envision and imagine in a conceptual world the holiday of Sukkot without lulav. It makes absolute sense that Rabbo would institute implement a gzera that on an overlap between Shabbos and Sukkot, the mitzvah of lulav, he wants to ask the that it would suspend the mitzvah of lulav. We still have a full implementation of the Kedushas HaYom, albeit without the mitzvah of lulav. And therefore, insofar as a bracha on Kiddush is concerned, perhaps we could say that the Shachiyonu on the Kiddush covers the Zman and anything that's essential to the Zman, namely the mitzvah of Sukkah. We could apply that in the case of Pesach to Matzah. That when I recite Shachiyonu in Kiddush on Leil HaSeder, that Kiddush, that Shachiyonu, encompasses matzah as well, because the essence of the holiday is matzah. But when we get to the mitzvah of lulav, that stands as a mitzvah sayom. When we get to the mitzvah of shofar, that stands as a mitzvah sayom. It's not essential to the Kiddush sayom, and therefore the brach of Shachiyonu and the Kiddush sayom does not necessarily cover me as far as the mitzvah sayom, which are added to the Kedusha, but remain independent of the Kedusha. Or to say it the other way around, the Kedusha Sayom is independent of those mitzvahs of Lulav and Shofar, but not of Matzah and Sukkah. And therefore, we have two categories. We have Matzah and Sukkah on one end of the spectrum that define the Kedusha Sayom, its very essence, its design, its vision. And on the other end of the spectrum, we have mitzvahs like Lulav and Shofar, which enhance the Kedusha Sayom perhaps, are certainly generated by the Kedusha Sayom, but don't define the essence of the Kedushas HaYom. Having spoken about Shachiyonu on a halachic level, I would like to end the shiur with a discussion about Shachiyonu on more of a hashkafic level. And the question I want to raise with you is the Nusach HaBracha. The Nusach HaBracha has really three lashonos in it, which seem to repeat themselves or embellish, but it's more or less a repeat performance. We have Shachiyonu, we have Vekimonu, and we have Vehigionu. In the Encyclopedia Talmudis, he makes reference to the Sefer Arokeach in Siman Shinayin Aleph. I did not see it inside. That these three Lashonos, Shachiyonu, Vekimonu, Vehigionu, are keneged, they parallel three Lashonos of a Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Mem Vav Pasuk Aleph, Hallelu Ka. That's how the capital begins. And then it says, Hali Nafshi Es Hashem. So you have the word Nafshi. Let's emphasize the word Nafshi. And then in the second Pasuk in Perek Kuf Mem Vav, it says, Hala Hashem Bechayai. So now the emphasis is on Chayai. This will be the second dimension. And finally, Azamra Lelokim Be'odi, Odi is the first dimension. And the number three here, says the Rokeach, is critical. There are Gimel Inyonim in the Hallel of David HaMelech of chapter 146. Those Gimel Inyonim of Hallel are parallel and reflected in the three Lashonos of the Bracha of Shachiyonu, a Bracha that really encapsulates the Shevach V'Odoyot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is Shachiyonu V'Kimonu V'Higiyonu. Please note that the Rokeach is very short-winded here. He doesn't tell you how this relationship pans out. You know, what is Shachianu's connected what, and Kimonu's connected what, Higyanu's connected what. How does Nefesh and Chaim and Odi, you know, what are these three dimensions all about? How do they express themselves in the three Lashonos of Birchas Shachianu? So I saw in a sefer called Shari HaMoadim from the Rebbe of Lubavitch of Chabad that he speaks about the human being as made up of three different elements. One element is the neshama. Obviously, this neshama is a pure spiritual entity. It's chelek eloka mimal. It has its parallel in the olamos elyonim, in the higher worlds, in the malachim. The angels have neshamos without a guf. Then there's a second dimension of man, which is unique to man and doesn't exist in the higher worlds of the angels and the celestial beings, and that is guf. Man is a composite being, a duality of both neshama and guf. And it's interesting that if you ask where the ikar and where the tuffel is, when we talk about thanking Hashem, when we talk about shira v'zimra, when we speak about shevach v'odoyat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we start with the lowest level of shevach, the least intense. And that is chius. Chius is that essential life, that existential chius that applies both in this lower world and in the higher worlds. And you'll find that even with regard to malachim, the word chius expresses the essence of a malach. And basically, kol ha-neshama ta'alka means that the neshama itself is mahalka. That is the chius, that is the neshama, that's the source of our life, of our existence. That's the divinity, the divine spark in man. And that, for sure, requires a recitation of Halal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's on the lowest level. Then there's a second level. Not Shechiyonu, but V'kimonu Kiyum. We need Kiyum not insofar as we are pure spiritual beings, divine beings, beings of neshamos, but rather as far as the neshama composite with the guf. The duality of neshama and guf, that integration of both spiritual and physical, living in one being as it were, that is the kiyum that we require from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we must thank Hashem, even on a more profound level, for having given us the opportunity to do mitzvahs. The mitzvahs were not given to the neshama, to the world of malachim, as much as they wanted to, in the tug of war, mentioned in Shabbos Peches, they wanted to hold on to the Torah and its mitzvahs up in Shemaim. No, you don't have guf, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe actually, he formulates the argument, right? You don't have this, you're not a composite being, your malach. And therefore, only here, we have a composite being, and we thank Hashem for our ability to do mitzvahs despite the guf. We face the challenge of the chiyus of neshama together with the guf. The kiyum of neshama plus guf is v'kimanu. And that v'kimanu of the guf is really so essential to our sense of thanks for every mitzvah, every opportunity that we could be mala the guf, but especially, and this is my own addition here, on Sukkos, which is really the chag of the guf. You know, we enter into the sukkah with our entire body. The dalminim represent the four parts of the body. It's the taking all the spiritual levels and the higher existential levels of Rosh Hashanah of Din and Yom Kippur of Rachamim, of Slicha, Mechila, Kapor, and Tshuva, and Tara, taking it down to the level of guf. That's what Sukkos is all about. And that's v'kimonu. And then we get to the Higyanu. Higyanu is the last of the three Lashonos, and that requires perhaps the greatest level of Hodoya to Hashem. We're going now in a Kal El Achamur, because the Higyanu is Miloshon Yigir. There's no Avodu without Yigir. If Hashem would give us reward and bestow upon us kol tov because of mitzvahs that were not through Yigiyah, just as a gift gratis, that would be Nama D'Chisufa. That would not be a complete goodness. As the Mishnah says In Bav Metzia Lamed Ches, Adam Rotzeh B'Kav Shelo Yoser Mitisha Kavin Shel Chaveiro. The real, true, genuine simcha is the simcha that a person achieves through his avoda, through his yigia. The Rav Zichron Baruch used to always say that the Malach has to force us when we enter into this world to forget our Torah, because otherwise it would be Torah without Yigiyah. Mitzvahs and Torah without Yigiyah are worthless almost, and certainly don't relate to Simcha and to Shlemus. And that's what Vihigiyanu is, the third level, the most intense level, the apex of our Simcha, of our Hodaya, of our Shachiyanu, is the expression of thanks to Hashem, Shehigiyanu, that He gave us the ability through our Yigiyah, in a very individual way, each one, each person is different, his friend, to reach levels of spirituality, to achieve and implement the will of God through his yigiyah, and really make a complete kinyan, and achieve a shlemus, a simchas ha-shlemus. And these are the three levels of nefesh, of chayai, and odi. When we speak about Chayai, Ahalo Hashem B'Chayai, as David says it, it means the Hal of Chayai of the Neshama, that's the true Chiyus. And then we get to Azamro Lelokai Ba'odi. The word Odi refers to the Guf. The Guf is always an Ode, you know, something that's added on, it's a Tafel, you can't compare the Guf to the Neshama. So that's called an Odi. And then finally, we get to Ali Nafshi as Hashem, the Nefesh, which as a result of the combination of Guf and Neshama, Neshama and Guf, is the Ratzon of a person, his intense motivation, his desire, his reasons to do and implement the Ratzon of Hashem, to be Mashkiah, as we say, that's the Yigiyah, that's Keneged V'Yigiyon. May it be His will that we be able to recite this bracha of Shechiyon on the myriad of opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws our way, and grab onto those opportunities, bizrizus, to thank Hashem for the chiyus of our neshama and our ability to appreciate Hashem at the level of the celestial malachim. They recite Kedusha Kadosh, we'll recite Kadosh, to thank Hashem at the level of not only Chayai, but Odi, of the kimonu, of having to be Mekayim, the neshama in the guf. And finally, at the highest level of Shevach, the most intense Shevach Vodoya, the Azamra Lekai Biodi, meaning with all of my work, all of what I put in, of Hali Nafshi as Hashem, all the Nefesh, all the motivation and the excitement and the energy and the psychological desire and craving to do Rosh and Hashem, that's Nafshi as Hashem. Hallelujah, Nafshi as Hashem, Yirotzav, we have many, many opportunities to reach the Shlemus of and the Simcha of Yigiyah, of Yigiyonu L'Zman HaZeh, Ken Yirotzav, V'nomar Amen.